Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Emerald Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today's guest is Mike Myatt, a leadership advisor to Fortune 500 CEOs and boards. He has been recognized by Thinkers 50 as one of the preeminent leadership thinkers globally, is widely regarded as America's top CEO coach, and is the author of Leadership Matters. He's also a Forbes leadership columnist and is CEO at N2 Growth. His new book, Hacking Leadership, is available in bookstores everywhere December 16th. So welcome, Mike.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
And so the book is coming out pretty soon, and I'm sure that you'd like to let everyone know exactly what you mean by hacking leadership.
Yeah, it's kind of a term that, you know, I hope is more evocative than provocative, but, you know, hacking to me is really nothing more than developing creative and innovative customizations to existing outdated methodologies. I mean, really, it's adaptive creative thinking. It's applied thinking. It's problem solving as it relates to the topic of leadership. So, you know, there are time-tested leadership principles that have existed, frankly, since the dawn of time. And all I'm trying to do is not change them and not say that they won't work in today's world, but provide a roadmap that makes them a little bit more relevant to today's leaders. So that in essence is hacking leadership in a nutshell.
Well, and that makes sense. I mean, when you think of the word hack, I immediately think of computers and codes and, right, getting in there and delving in and finding a way, maybe finding a new way to do some
exactly.
of these things and opening it up a little bit more. So
exactly.
I definitely, yeah, get what you mean by that. Now, yeah, I wanted to ask you, because you talked about in some of the information you sent to us, people getting trapped in a cycle of repeated failure. And, of course, leaders, I'm sure, are in this. And leaders, I think I like to make the point of not just leaders, we're not just talking about, you know, presidents of the United States and CEOs of companies. I think every day you have a leader. I mean, most of us are leaders in some way or another as well. And getting caught up in that failure, the repeated cycle of failure, I think is an important issue to discuss.
Yeah, I agree. You know, it's interesting to me. You made a great point, which is everybody's a leader at some level. Even if you're only leading yourself or your family, you don't have to be a CEO, but everybody needs to be a better leader. And so the mistakes that I see are frankly people just being too comfortable with the status quo. And I've said for years that leadership exists to disrupt mediocrity. And you can't disrupt mediocrity if you're part of it. So I think what leaders need to do is look around and figure out what needs to change to produce better outcomes. And, you know, it's rarely about process. It's rarely about systems. It's almost always about people. And so when leaders focus on those they lead, when they focus on the relationships of the people that are who I call mountain movers, people that can really make a difference, and they equip them with the skills and the resources to be successful, good things tend to happen, but they don't happen within the confines of the status quo. You know, extraordinary kind of lives beyond typical outcomes, and that's what leaders need to focus on is thinking about what if, as opposed to what is. And if they do that, good things happen.
Right, because if you have what is, right, it is what it is kind of thinking. I mean, that is the status quo there. And Another point that I wanted to bring up with you is discussing the power of unlearning. And I think that speaks to what you were just talking about when you get stuck in that mediocrity and the status quo and the is what it is, the day-to-day workings of stuff. I don't want to say handcuffed by your knowledge, handcuffed by, you have habits, but they could be bad habits too. And so you need to unlearn some of those things. So why don't you tell us a little bit about the first step to unlearning and why it's so important?
Well, you know, the first step is just, you know, maybe less hubris and more humility. I think ego and arrogance can trip up a lot of people in positions of leadership. And so the first thing that leaders have to do is recognize that they don't know it all, and so they might as well stop pretending they do. And I think, you know, unlearning is probably the most commonly overlooked aspect of learning itself. And so to your point, people do pick up bad habits along the way, or they have blind spots, or they have gaps in their abilities, or their gaps, you know, in their organization or other people's abilities. And so what they have to do is be much, much more creative at what it takes to get to the resolution of whatever challenge or problem or opportunity that they may be facing. So one of the things that I spend a lot of time on is problem solving. And you can't solve problems in a vacuum. You can't solve a longstanding problem with the same approach that you've been using that hasn't been working. So you really need to take a giant step back and seek out dissenting opinions, differing opinions. You need to go outside probably of your team or maybe even your industry. You really need to bring more focus to bear on what the issue is and more focus from different perspectives, because it's really those different perspectives that will help you see how much it is that you really don't know. And by filling those gaps, you can make great things happen. But it all begins with stepping back and recognizing that maybe you don't have all the answers, and then being willing to go find those answers. And even if those answers come from unexpected places or unexpected people, it's not a matter of who's right, it's a matter of what's right.
Now, Mike, what would be the one piece of advice that you would leave to our listeners, to leaders, whether, again, in a company or it's in your family? What would you lead them with in terms of the one piece of advice to implement, but also, you know, why they would want to pick up a copy of Hacking Leadership?
You know, leadership matters. That's the bottom line. If you look at any failure, whether it's personal, professional, you know, whether it's geopolitical, I mean, you examine any failure and you're going to find flawed leadership's fingerprints are all over it. And so, you know, I think there's nothing more important than investing in becoming a better leader. It's important to you. It's important to your family. It's important to your coworkers, your colleagues. And so the thing that I want people to take away is that there is a path out there to becoming a better leader. And the book really gives you an actionable framework and an actionable roadmap that will actually help you navigate the complexities that may be holding you back. So if you want a better life for yourself, if you want a better organization, if you want a family that you know, maybe is a little bit better off at the end of the day, invest in becoming a better leader, and this book will help.
Well, to learn more about Mike Myatt and his latest book, Hacking Leadership, you can visit n2growth.com, and that is the letter N, the number 2, growth.com. And again, the book will be available for pre-order right now, but will hit the shelves December 16th. Amazon and all the typical bookseller places will have that book. So thank you, Mike. I really appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, and the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine. Jennings Wire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that is just right for you. Till next time.